Posted on media websites and on social media shows a group of officers in blue uniforms grabbing apples out the back of a truck and hurling them at four men lined up on a roadside, their backs to the cops. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jefferson. Are you alive and well here in Shasta County and throughout the other 21 counties who have declared their independence from the state of California? Hopefully very soon. This is Wynn Carpenter, and I'm here with my friend and cohort, Terry Raposa. Good morning, Terry.
How you doing, buddy? Good. How you doing, Bob?
And we have Bob.
Doing great, Terry. How are you and Wynn?
So far, so good. Bob keeps us out of trouble. Well, as best he can, anyway. Technically, anyway. So we're up and running. We're going to be talking about some good stuff coming up here in very short order. But first, we'd like to honor those who have fallen. Tomorrow is going to be Memorial Day, and the reason we want to honor that is so that we still have the right to do what we are currently doing right now, freedom of speech, being able to do what we do in this wonderful country, and with our secure borders, at some point that will happen. But we want to make sure that we honor all the veterans who have fallen. That's what it's about. And those that haven't fallen, that have gone beyond, but they served with dignity and so forth. We want to make sure that everyone remembers them and remembers them fondly and what they gave, the ultimate sacrifice for us to do what we do. And so I want to make sure that everybody's aware of that and that you do that. Okay, what we're going to be doing is I'm going to cover a few things because we've got quite a bit on our schedule here today. First thing first, we are going to be talking about the rally that's going to be coming up on May the 31st. No? Yeah, May 31st. Yeah, May 31st. But to get there, you need to ride a bus. If you want to ride a bus, you don't need to drive. You can leave the driving to us, so to speak. The Eagle Bus Ministries are the folks that from Shasta County southward is going to be the bus line that we're using out of Reading. And if you haven't bought a ticket yet, you need to prepay for your ticket. We have to pay in advance so we know exactly how many bodies are going to be needing seats so we can have the right number of buses. You'll want to meet Margie tomorrow night, Monday, at 5 o'clock. She'll be there from 5 to 6 p.m. at 3276 Bocelli Lane. That is exactly where we have all of our meetings, the Patriot meeting, Jefferson meeting, all that good stuff. So meet Margie there from 5 to 6 p.m. and bring $40. Cash is preferred because it's easier to transfer. However, if you need to write a check, you can write a check to Eagle Bus Ministry. And that will be covered, and you'll get a seat. Once you're bunch paid for, you're secured on the bus ride, and you'll be good to go. So if you have any questions, you can call Margie, and her number is 945-1313. Again, 945-1313. And they'll be leaving Reading on that day, on the 31st, at 6:45 a.m., and you can just leave your car in the parking lot there at 3276 Bocelli Lane, and you leave it there. Go down, spend a wonderful day, and have some fellowship on the bus, because a lot of people get to know each other either by first-time meeting or just getting to know each other, period, as you're riding the bus down there. You're going to spend a couple hours on the bus down and back and have a great day down there at the event. And then when you get back home, hop in your car, and you can go home. So, or have somebody meet you there, however you want to do it. But, again, the bus will be leaving at 6:45 a.m., and then they'll return, time unknown at this point, only because you never know how long the event down there will take. It could take just a couple hours, or it could last maybe 4 or 5 hours, so we're not sure. So we want everybody to be able to get there. And when you ride the bus there, they drop you off right there at the Capitol, right at the steps. You can't miss it. You get off and good to go, and bring a chair, bring an umbrella, because it's supposed to be sunny that day. And if you want to bring a lunch, a cooler with lunch in it or whatever, bring that as well. There is storage on the bus, on the underneath part of the bus, and you can bring what you need to have for the event. So, again, contact Margie at 945-1313. And if you're in Tehama County, you can contact Patty Smith, and her number is 833-0265. Again, 833-0625. If you're in Tehama County, you want to catch a ride down there in Tehama County, be the same buses stopping through there, picking people up in Tehama County. So, again, $40 per seat, need to pay in advance. And then we're going to have the wonderful event there, and we'll be talking about that in a little bit. And before we go to that one, I want to talk about our fundraising event we're going to be having here pretty soon. And we're going to cover that. It's going to be June 17th. At 5 p.m. The doors open at 5 p.m. Dinner will be served at 6:30 at the VFW Hall at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. $30 per person or $50 per couple. And we're going to have a raffle, dessert auction, gun auction, etc. And you need to get tickets for that, and need to pay in advance for that as well. That way we know how much food to have for all the participants. And Jan is in Shasta County. You want to contact her. Her number is 945-0673. Again, 945-0673. And then Patty in Tehama County, 833-0265. 833-0265. And we're combining the fundraising with Shasta and Tehama County. It's going to be prime rib or chicken dinner, whichever you prefer. So that's what they're going to be doing with that. And regarding the buses, we need to talk to Patty, and she's on the line right now, so we're going to make sure that we get that address. Good morning, Patty.
Hey, Patty.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so we started out reserving four buses, and we just were not getting the people calling and the interest going, so we have cut it back to two buses. That is 115 seats available. Not at the moment, but I mean total, 115 seats. Right at this moment, we only have like 72 seats booked. So we need to get people going. I mean, come on, man, you're going to be part of history. And call us. And for me, they are paying the day of getting on the bus, because it's just too hard for me to meet up with them, because the bus line prefers cash. It just was not working out for me.
Yeah, Patty, you're out of Tehama County, right?
Tehama County. Okay. And people will be getting on in Red Bluff at Tractor Supply at 7:15. Corning at Love's Truck Stop at 7:50. And in Williams at Grand Zella's at 8:55. And we'll arrive in Sacramento around 10:05.
Hey, Patty, do you have addresses to those places at all?
I do.
Great. Can you give us the addresses? And also, I want to remind folks that tomorrow, in front of the Eagle's Nest Church on 3276 Bocelli Lane, Margie and Jan Hanks will both be out there being able to collect your money and get you booked on the seats there. And Patty's right. This is part of history. So do you have those addresses?
I do. Tractor Supply is 249 South Main Street. And in Corning, Love's Truck Stop is 2120 South Avenue. And in Grand Zella's and Williams, it's D Street and 6th. It'll be right there in the parking lot. And, gosh, I lost it. Okay, in Red Bluff, John Ward will be taking the money there. So, and then I will be at the other ones. I'll be getting the money in Corning and Williams. On our return trip, we are planning on leaving Sacramento right around 1:15, and then we will be stopping at Grand Zella's approximately at 2:10. And the plan is for those that want to eat there, we'll be there until 3:40, so there's time to eat. But some of us are going to take sack lunches, and we'll just eat either on the bus or down there at the Capitol before we leave.
Okay, good.
Great, Patty. Thank you very much. On anything else?
I don't think so. If I'm not home, please leave a message. And again, the number is 833-0265. It'll be a lot of fun. You guys, come on. Call and book a seat.
There you go. Well, thank you, Patty, for taking this endeavor on. I know it's not always easy to getting stuff coordinated like this, but I truly appreciate you doing that. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, Patty, thanks again. You guys are fantastic. And we'll see you down there, my dear.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See, this is what it's all about, folks. It's grassroots. None of us are professionals. We're all volunteers. We're all doing it by the seat of our pants. And it gets done. And so we just trying to share what we're doing and get people involved. So please take the time, make the time to do it. And, you know, like if you're a parent and you have children, do that. Bring the kids on the bus and let them learn about history and find out what's really going on within our state and what we're trying to do with this accomplishment of separating and doing all the stuff that we're looking to do, but also with the court case, understanding what's really going on. A lot of people have some assumptions, and those assumptions are incorrect. We need to make sure that they are hearing the right information and they understand it and they have an opportunity to ask questions so that they can learn all the good stuff that's going on with the movement of what we're doing and how we're doing it. All right.
Okay, with that, I'd like to bring you up to speed on what the agenda is going to be down there on the 31st. We will be setting up at approximately 8:30 in the morning. We'll be setting up our pop-ups, the sound system, etc. And as Patty said, the buses get there around 10 a.m. So what we'll be doing is gathering all together and gathering between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. And 11 a.m. is when we start. Promptly at 11 a.m. we'll start with a prayer. Then we'll do a pledge. Then the national anthem will be sung by Haley O'Ryan. Then we will honor our veterans. And a young man named Asby Grant, a Boy Scout, will sing God Bless America. At around 11:10, Wynn and I will give a county roll call. We'll bring up some people and some fun memories we've had over this and how we've come along in the movement. Then around 11:35, Haley O'Ryan wrote a song, a very beautiful patriotic song she'll be singing. And around 11:40, we'll bring on Mark Baird. Now, Mark Baird will speak probably till about 12:15, but he is going to give instruction on what we are going to do that day. There will be a courtesy notice for the governor, which we will take to the governor's office, but Mark will come on at 9:30 this morning, and he'll chit-chat about that. But the minute that he raises his arm and says, follow me, we'll all be heading into the governor's office, so I'm pretty excited about that. About 1 o'clock, we will end the event, and 1 o'clock or so, and then we'll clean up and head for the buses. There's been a lot of things that have been happening as far as more and more and more things that California is piling on us and even some things that our city of Reading is piling on us. But before we do that, I think we'll go to our first break, and we'll go to that now, and then we'll come back and give you some local news and some state news on the gifts that keep on giving.
Just one other side note. Roberta had called and asked if at some point this morning we could give the directions to the parking garage across from the Capitol for those who are driving themselves. Anybody have that?
Well, there is a parking structure just north of the building, of the Capitol building. It's right across the street. You can't miss it. It's like 6 or 7 stories tall.
She wondered how to get there from I-5 specifically. If anybody out there could call in with that information, that would work.
I'll try to Google it while we're here, but
okay.
We'll see what happens. But, best thing to do is to Google it. If you have a map of any kind, you can do that. We'll see. And you never know. When we went down there before, they had all the law enforcement memorial event when we went down there before, and we had to go several city blocks around. We had to make huge turn. We were pulling right into it, and guess what? We had to go opposite direction on all the one-way streets to make a huge loop all the way around. So you can never count on the directions being what you need.
Right.
You had to rely on this, you know, just gut instinct. Okay, go this way and just keep on going until you got where you needed to go. And that helps when you're, you know, racing the North State, when you know you have to kind of follow, go to the tree line, go to the water line, go to the mountain line, versus just, you know, the city street. So it was challenging, but we got there. It was fun.
And frankly, the earlier the better, probably, in getting those parking spaces. And
right.
One other thing, too, looks like the weather is going to be very amiable, which will be nice. It'll be about 85 degrees. We were thinking
it would
be around 100, but God is good, and it looks like it's going to be a little bit cooler. But with that, I think we need to go off to our first break, because we've got some good information coming up on the other side. Time has come
for 51.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
June 15th to the 24th with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877 or cascadetheaters.org.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Well, we're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a dealer's apartment in the sky. Moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up.
Moving on up. That's the plan. That's the plan.
Yeah, it looks like Barry Tippin's moving on up to city manager of Redding, California. So that's the big news here. I want to do something a little bit local, just that, you know, Redding becomes part of California, the gift that keeps on giving, and why we need to have a free and independent state. Tippin said he's very humbled and excited to get going. The council said it decided on Tippin, and he would be best suited to lead the city in achieving its top priorities of reducing crimes and addressing the pension costs. Well, wait a second. Didn't Starman say just a little while ago we had all that taken care of less than a year ago, that Starman said that the pensions weren't a problem?
Mm-hmm.
And didn't Brent Weaver bring that up at a city council meeting, but now it's a problem? Well, anyway, Tippin is going to replace Starman, as we know, and they say Tippin's salary will be $210,000. Now, if that's the case, is that his salary plus what he makes at REU? Does he keep both salaries? Does he keep both positions? Does he get a retirement from REU? And what about the rest of his pay?
Everything's going to be bumped up. When he transitions from his current position to his new position, it'll be bumped up, if not added to that. Because that's how they roll down there at City Hall.
You're right, my friend, and you're going to love this one. This is his quote. The way I perceive it from our city council is that we have a great focus on public safety. Really?
That's why our chief of police leave him, because his hands are tied.
Yeah.
And he's going to the Bay Area, which is, as we all know, wonderfully oasis-like with crime.
Well, we are number 5 in the nation now in crime. You know that, right? We're now listed as number 5.
We're right
moving on up, baby.
Yeah. We're moving on up to be like, oh, Chicago. Yeah.
Now, here's some more good stuff, and this is Brent Weaver, who's another gift that keeps on giving. I think it'd be wrong for anybody who would assume that he, meaning that Barry Tippin, is going to be like Kurt Starman or Mike Warren. He'll be Barry. Well, was there something wrong, Mr. Weaver, with Mike Warren? Was there something wrong with your good friend Kurt Starman? Like, neither one of them understood what was going on with the pensions, or did they? And why is it this has all come to light at this point?
Interesting.
Now, here's another part. This is your taxpayer money. Using an outside consultant was ultimately worth the cost, because the city would have been unable to thoroughly vet Tippin against potential outside hires. That's what Weaver said. No, they had him picked all the time. I mean, that was perceived that it was going to happen. And Vice Mayor Kristen Schrader made a really good point, and her particular point was actually good, saying that he does have job experience and he knows everything. However, they had this whole thing picked anyway. This whole thing was already set in the bag. The crazy thing is that this is the gift that keeps on giving. It's continually the same thing, day in, day out, year in, year out. The same people get into office, the same people that know nothing. All of a sudden, there's light coming on that there's a problem with the pensions. And they're focusing on public safety. What? We've got the fifth highest paid police department in the United States of America. We are the fifth largest in crime. And come on, folks, you can drive down the street anytime. There's a sheriff, there's a policeman, there's a state policeman, there's a game warden, there's public officials all over the streets in Redding if you drive around. And still, we enter in with a crime thing. And I want to just bring up one more quick thing about the crime. That is that, you know, the other day I was listening to Carl Bott's show, and he had Rick Bassetti on, and they were talking about the Colt 45s. Their whole conversation for about at least two segments had to do with the fact that down at the ballpark, there's so much crime. The Bassetti has 24-hour security there. He watches the stuff. He said the people get up at 7 a.m. and start smoking marijuana at 7 a.m. in the morning, the transients. There's drugs going on out there. There's violence going on out there. Oh, I know. Let's go to a Colt 45 game. That'll be fun. I'll bring my 3-year-old, my 5-year-old, and my 8-year-old to that game. Won't that be fun to see all these people out there? They spent most of the program, this is Carl and Rick, talking about the crime when they should have been talking about the ball club and what does it look like and what a great family outing. They talked about the crime. What is wrong with us in Redding? What's wrong with us? How can we elect these people? And Brent Weaver, he's not going to be Starman. He's not going to be Warren. Are they bad people? Anyway, with that, I want to go to Nick, because Nick probably has something to weigh in on this one.
Not Nick. Good morning, Nick. How are you doing?
It is a good morning. Hey, I kind of got a chuckle when you said Vice Mayor Schrader. You can rest assured she's going to get the homeless problem taken care of. put them all in houses, and it's going to be kumbaya, and we're all going to be happy. You were talking about the government and what they're doing, and I wanted to read you this little piece out of Foxes and Hounds. The fundamental purpose of the city and county is to serve its residents. If government is doing its job, then your streets will be clean and safe, your parks, your public parks and buildings are maintained and the like. Taxpayers should be able to expect that government is spending their hard-earned dollars on critical services that improve their health, safety, and quality of life. When was the last time you can say that happened? I say it was prior to Mike Warren coming to Reading.
Hey, there's a new bill. I'm glad you're on the line. I want to get your take on this, Nick. There's a measure that would bar landlords from discussing tenants' immigration status or reporting them to the immigration officials, and that's just passed the assembly. It's a bill prohibiting public and private employers from letting immigration agents come into their workplaces to view their employee files. I kid you not, that's a new one. Now, here's the beauty. If you're a private citizen, and let's say you provide information at the behest of a federal authority who asks you about it, you might and they might end up facing consequences for complying with the request. I kid you not.
You know, it's just getting absolutely ridiculous.
It's insane.
Government's got to get its nose out of private entities and out of private business. Maybe Trump will swing us that way some of the way. But, you know, with the state of Jefferson, almost a sure thing. Now, I think we start to need to start working on Oregon and Washington and splitting them. And we're going to just start heading east and cleaning this mess up. And we'll have the great philosopher Mark Byard in front and Terry leading the way. And we need to clean this damn mess up and get the government back to the people.
Well, we are, my friend. And here's the beauty of this. Both those bills that I talked about were sponsored by the Democratic Assemblyman David Chu of, guess where, San Francisco. And
oh,
his
boy.
Reasoning for this is he said that they're necessary to protect any deportation of immigrants who haven't committed crimes. What do you mean immigrants? They already committed a crime. Wynn was saying this during the break when I read it to him, and was saying they committed a crime already. They entered the country illegally. That is a crime. They are criminals. You know, the thing is that, you know, we need to get down there in Sacramento on the 31st, folks. Get in a bus, get in a car, take off work, get down there, because we are going to the governor's office. Mark Baird will lead us into the governor's office with information that we had all the things that we're going to be doing as far as where our stand is, and also bringing in a courtesy note on what we did as far as serving the Secretary of State. I mean, come on.
You know what we also need to do is we need to demand that the mainstream media start publicizing what's going on in Europe. If you go to PamelaGeller.com, it's just unbelievable the rape and the murders that are going on in Sweden and Germany. And how these idiots... Hey, by the way, Donald Trump is not going to sign that climate change, the G7 or whatever
right,
it was. Boy,
right.
he's irritating some people, and poor old Baraki. He's got his panties in a bunch and moose shell. It's actually getting comical.
Well, you know, the one last thing on that. You know, we have such a mess here in California. We lead the world in messes. And I hear what you're saying on Oregon and Washington. Yeah, we do work with folks up there. They're trying to get their own thing going. We do work with them. We're in constant communication. But the real deal is we need to get out of California.
We need to set the example and say,
exactly.
This is what you can do. You don't have to have those big cities telling you how to live your life.
You betcha, buddy. We got to thank you very much, Nick. We got to head to Lori. Nick, have a great day. Give Signe a hug for all of us.
Peace, love, and water, bad Tony.
Lori.
Oh, my gosh. Nick. He's a character. Love them. Anyways, I was going to give you some driving directions and chime in on this conversation you're having on our score of fifth in the state of California. Is that what I heard while I was on
the phone? Yeah, we're fifth in crime. Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I'm very active in our neighborhood watch, and we have spoken about this so many times, Terry, Wynn, and Bob, is that we can't just assume we're going to get a patrol car or your beat liaison person to come to your rescue. I constantly take pictures in my back alley of what is totally a drug house which, by the way, there is a brochure being made, How to Detect a Drug House. My team captains will be showing that to me to maybe this week, and I will be bringing that into the Patriot meetings, and maybe we can have them even present. We have got to take back our neighborhoods. What has worked for me in the last year of this little shack of a house running, and we know the sign, adult men, goofy, loaded, and with a big giant backpack, and they're on some, you know, crummy little ET bike. So that's my sign. And what sends them off is taking a photograph of them. I have a pretty obvious camera. It's not a cell phone camera. And I do my little patrol picking up trash and whatnot, and when I take pictures of these individuals, they freak out. They are probably on probation, parole. They're doing, you know, breaking their agreements or whatnot, and they will completely be prepared. If you are taking pictures of these people, some of them whiz by pretty quick, but some of them, because they're dropping off and doing their exchange, I've got time to take pictures of them. So bottom line is I've been threatened completely, like, watch your back. And obviously I report that so my neighbors, you know, take care of me and my car a little bit or whatnot. And two of them have tried to run me over. So you have to be prepared if you're going to stand up and take the heat, if you will. So that's what's going on in, you know, my little hood. I live near Gold Street Liquor, so if that gives people a little bearing as to that location. That's how we're going to take over, is we're just going to say we're done. We've had it. You don't live here. State your business and move along. Because once it becomes difficult for them to profit, they might go to your neighborhood, but we're going to just keep spinning them around. I don't know.
Too late. They're already coming. Too late. They're already coming to all our neighborhoods. The deal is the city council's a joke. I mean, anybody that doesn't admit that just isn't telling the truth. When you see that article that was written about them, the fact that their main priority is public safety, and Weaver's comment, I can't even believe that Barry is going to be Barry. He's not going to be Mike Warren, and he's not going to be Starman. Well, does that mean there was something wrong with those guys? I mean, obviously, that's what it sounds like, that he's not going to be them. He's going to be his own man. He's not going to be the people we had before. Really? I mean, you know, you've got to you really got to look at this stuff and just scratch your head and go, man, the state of Jefferson has got to be the answer. It is the only answer. It is our last resort.
Well, and I appreciate you bringing this up, and we can certainly follow up the rest of this spring and summer as to what other people can do and, you know, enhance our efforts, because we don't need more violence with us trying to stop the violence.
I agree, and we're the ones who will get in trouble, because the law-abiding citizen, usually the one who gets arrested this stuff.
Well,
I mean,
first
it just
to call and make a report, may I suggest that, even if they'll just, you know, tell you, you know, what they tell me is go inside, stay inside, and don't be, you know, aggravate or target. Like, okay, I'm going to go inside and sit in my house. And yeah,
I mean, it's
unreal. I kind of have an issue with being a victim, unreal, because then where's my freedoms? I can't now do my yard work. I can't clean my car. I can't garden. I can't do whatever I want to do now because I've been told to go sit in my house to avoid these creepy people.
Well, I know you won't do that, Lori, and we've got to let you go, darling, because we've got Mark Baird on the other line.
Okay, I was going to give you directions. So,
okay, go.
Real fast, for those of you who are driving, which I did last time, it's very easy. You just take I-5, head south, exit J like John Street. It merges into J. Take a right on 3rd. Take a left on North, or excuse me, N like North, N. And then a left on 10th, and there you are. Big parking lot, have about $20 for parking, and you'll be set.
Perfect. Well, thank you,
Lori.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Lori.
And we had an alternative set of directions given here to us. It says directions to Capitol. Take I-5 south, turn left at tall buildings, and drive towards a stench. When it smells of sulfur and blanks, you've arrived. So there are, you know, two different ways. You can use Lori's tactic or somebody else's tactic on how to get there. So, you know, people are always willing to share their information and their brilliance. So there you go. I would follow Lori's directions if you really want to get there.
Anyway, we have got Mark Baird on the line. How you doing, Mark?
Try it.
Nope. You there, Mark?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Good morning, Mark.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, buddy. Good. Bob just gave us the sign. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come right back to you, buddy. Can you hang on through the break?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
The time has come.
For 51. And a break, I think.
There we go.
Are we breaking?
We're breaking.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Life happens, and then it's over. We often spend our whole life attempting to find purpose and pleasure in this life, and yet neglect the life that follows. There are those who believe nothing comes next, and they live their life accordingly. I have no doubt there is life after this one, and it's too amazing for words. You're invited to join us as we learn how to enjoy this life to the fullest, while at the same time preparing for the next. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Last Sunday morning, the sunshine fell that rain. The week before, they all seemed the same. With the help of God and your friend, I come to realize I still had two strong legs.
Okay, we're back.
Remembering Greg Allman, who passed away at the age of 69 yesterday.
There you go. Okay, we were going to talk about...
Tomorrow night, there is no meeting. There is no Patriot meeting tomorrow night. We will have Margie and Jan out in front. They'll be collecting your money and booking people on the buses. They'll
That's
be there
right.
at 5 o'clock, probably from about 5 to 6, but there is no meeting. And with that, Kemosabe, are you there?
Mr. Mark Barrett.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going?
I guess I am. I guess I am here. I wonder if I'm here or not sometimes.
Ditto. So what's happening up in Siskiyou County?
Sounds like it's going good for the rally on the 31st. Please, everybody, if you can make it, come. It's time to ask the people in the building if they're listening, and we know they're not. The state has appointed an attorney from Department of Justice for their side of the case. They filed no papers so far. They're acting like we don't exist. And, I think it's time for a wake-up call down there, and it's time for a wake-up call for all of us. I mean, are you okay with paying a buck a gallon in taxes on your gasoline? Are you okay with that? No state in the union does that. I just came from Tennessee, and it's more than a dollar a gallon cheaper in Tennessee than it is here. And they don't have a bunch of big refineries. The oil isn't made into fuel there. It's not like they're saving transportation costs or anything else. It's just that their government is not stealing from their own people. And now Senator Lara, or Assemblyman Lara, I forget which one he is, has introduced the universal health care for all single-payer system, which by conservative estimates is going to cost you, not the state, because remember, the state produces nothing that it doesn't take from you. And it takes from you to give to someone else that the state thinks needs your money more than you do. That's how government works. So this universal single-payer health care deal is going to cost, by conservative estimates, $300 billion a year. That's over twice what the state budget is already. So where do you think the state is going to come up with three times as much money as it comes up with now? It's going to come out of the pockets of the productive people who are still silly enough to stay in California. And it passed the Senate committee out of the Senate by a 5-2 vote. So I wonder who voted yes, I wonder who voted no. But at any rate, it's just an indication of the idiocy that continues to flow from Sacramento in search of your money. And service taxes are coming next. When you go to the barber, you're going to have to pay taxes on that. When you call a plumber, you're going to have to pay taxes on that. When you get any service, you're going to have to pay taxes on that. That's coming next. I mean, come on, folks. What's it going to take? Your gun rights are gone. Your money's gone. You pay more than the entire nation in state taxes, fuel taxes. You pay more for gasoline. You pay more for pretty much everything. And really, what do you get in return except a short leash on your liberty and a short leash on you and your money, because we need to preserve as much money as we can to give to the state? At what point is it that you wake up and say, this is a failed socialist state and I don't want any part of it anymore?
Amen.
You know, and as Andy White said, I don't know about most of you out there, but Andy White out of Sierra County actually made this comment on Fox 40, and it was really quite profound in that he said, you know, it's probably easier to move a state line than all the crap I've had over my life that I've got all stored at my home. Really and truly, even though that's humorous, point is that
it's true.
At what point are we going to stand up, as Mark said? I mean, $400 billion. There's going to be a new 15% tax on all businesses to help pay for that. That's that just kills the people who are out there trying to employ people. It kills jobs. It kills businesses. 15%. Is everybody okay with that? Are you guys okay with that? Or are we going to go down to Sacramento on Wednesday and let them know we're not okay with that? And Mark, what do you envision there as far as us going into the governor's office? Give us a little bit of hint about what you're thinking, buddy.
Well, what I would like to see happen is that when we finish our yapping and yammering out in front, and really what we're doing is we're asking, are you people in the building deaf? I mean, you know, we're going to stand out there on the lawn and ask them, can you hear us now? I mean, you know that television commercial, can you hear us now? Can you hear us now? I mean, so we're going to be right outside the wall. And really the question I'm going to ask people is, can they hear us? Can they hear us in there? And then what I would like to see happen is when we finish the speaking and all the speakers come up, I'd like for everybody to go in at once and ask, are you listening? And if you are, show me. And join us to create enough representation so that the people of California can have a say over how their lives are conducted again, because that's not what we have now. We have a couple of state employees unions. We have a certain money forces that control all politics in this state, CalPERS, CalSTRS, SEIU. Those are the people who own the state of California. They own it. And let me tell you, if you were wondering, they own you too, because they own your money. And they don't care what you say, they don't care how you vote, they don't care who you are, and they don't care where you're from, because they own this state. 51% of the representation in California is from Los Angeles South. Where do you think most of the food stamp recipients are? Where do you think most of the illegals are that draw on public services? Where do you think all of the money interests lie? In the Bay Area and in Los Angeles. And let me tell you, Mark Zuckerberg, the political and economic elite, he thinks that it's time for everyone to have a universal paycheck. Well, where do you think that paycheck's going to come from? You know, government doesn't create money. And he's the guy that owns Facebook, by the way, that controls most of your communications and decides on who gets published and who doesn't. And where do you think that money is going to come from? It's not going to come from Mark Zuckerberg, because he lives in a do-as-I-say, not-as-I-do world. It's going to come from productive people who are going to pay non-productive people so that they don't have to work. And I, for one, am not going to put up with that. I mean, how many people are with me? How many people are willing to go to Sacramento, take one day of your life, just one, and go down there and ask the people in that building to start listening because if we don't change representation here, this failed state is nothing more than a debt ship headed to the bottom with all hands on deck.
That's the truth. And also tonight we have a phone call. And Wynn, do you have that number?
Oh, not right handy, okay. But don't do that to me.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'll bring it back up in just
yeah.
a moment.
Anyway, Wynn will go ahead and he'll get that phone number for us. But we have a phone call tonight, folks. And this is a Jefferson phone call. We can accommodate several hundred people on the call. Mark, you'll be speaking tonight about a lot of this stuff. And, you know, I think that what's happened here is that, you know, we've just gotten to a point where it's become absurdly obstructive and destructive. And that's exactly what these people are doing. I mean, I think the gentleman you mentioned also made the comment about when there was evidence presented on a particular position that was presented, he said, well, where's the evidence of the evidence? I mean, what does that mean? That's the idiots we have down there and the people who don't listen. So anyway, Mark, what are some of your other thoughts on us being down there on Wednesday?
Well, I think that when people go in, this is very, very important because, you know, everyone is a potential witness. Everyone has evidence. Everyone, if you're not convinced yourself, then this ought to convince you. But go into your legislator's office. Go into as many as you can and still be out by one because we got to make the buses at 1 o'clock. But the point is, and we also need people to help, like, take things down and get the setup taken apart and get the place cleaned up, because unlike most of the other political party in California, we typically leave a place better than we found it. But go into the other legislator's office. See if you actually get to talk to one. See if he gives you a fair hearing. Write down what you hear and see, and keep that, and make sure it gets to the leadership, because we're building a case against the state of California for lack of representation. So when you go in there and you get palmed off by staff, what do you think that proves? That proves our case. So everyone, be awake, be alert, observe, record, and then report what you found out and save the evidence, because that all, you don't know what could help us in our court case.
Exactly, and when people do that, there's no way that they can disprove it, because there are so many of us that are going down there that are going to be willing to do that. So we need to make sure that we're doing that. And if that's your only part in participating in the whole event, guess what? That's wonderful. That's what we need. That's what we want. And besides that, you go into the building where it's going to be air conditioned too for a little bit. They have restrooms in there. You know, you can go do your business and then visit a few offices and then come back out and report what you have.
Yeah. Also, if we're out of there by about 1 o'clock or so, the buses don't leave till around 2. And as Mark said, we're going to need some help cleaning up and stuff. Wynn and Sally and I are going the night before and staying with the Walshes, and then we're going to load up the sound system and all that stuff the night before, get everything all ready to go. And we should probably be down there about between 8 and 8:30 setting everything up. So, you know, and we'll stick around for as long as it takes to help clean it up. But Mark makes an excellent point. When you go in and you talk to these people in the Capitol, and you talk to these senators and these assemblymen and their staffs, probably their staffs, document it. Document it down. There's some of you that went in a couple of weeks ago or 3 or 4 weeks ago. You went in and you talked to people in there. You emailed them or gave them information on who you were, who you wanted to talk to, when could you have a return call from your senator or from your assemblyman. And I know a lot of you, it's fallen on deaf ears. We need that information. We need to be documenting all this stuff. We need it, as Mark said, to show that we just don't have representation.
We don't, and anybody that doubts that, go into Lara's office and ask him, Senator, why do you think I can afford to pay for health care for 3 million people who broke the law to come to this country? Why do you think it's okay for me to take food out of my children's mouth and their college fund and not be able to replace my car when it gets old and not be able to afford to live the life that I've worked my tail off to maintain for my family? Why do you think that's okay, just so that I can pay for people who break the law to come here, or pay for people who don't want to work and won't pay their own way? Why is that okay?
Well, Assemblyman David Chu of San Francisco, as you may have heard already, they've already gotten this through the Assembly, a measure that would create a situation where not only landlords, but also businesses would not have to and should not have to and cannot comply with giving any information, private information, on people who could be illegal immigrants to the government. And here's the best part. This is according to Kevin Kiley, who is an assemblyman. He said, if you have a private citizen who provides certain information at the behest of a federal authority, that private citizen could end up facing consequences just for complying with the request. We live in a communist state, folks. We live in a communist state. Period. End of sentence. That's it. We're done holding back and saying, oh, gee whiz, we have to be nice about this. There's two sides to every story. There wasn't two sides to Stalin. There wasn't two sides to Pharaoh. There wasn't two sides to Hitler. That's what we have going on here.
But I do have to say that Khrushchev and Stalin are probably rolling over in their grave laughing because we've done to ourselves in California what they couldn't do in 50 years, and we've done it to ourselves in 20. And we allowed this, folks, and we're the only ones that can undo it. And, you know, quite frankly, our time is not unlimited. Our opportunities to undo this are not unlimited. So we have a window. It's open. We have a court case. It's viable. It's moving forward. The people of the North State and other places are helping to get the money to pay the attorneys. There is a way forward here, but not without your help. If people don't show up, if people don't stand up, the court will probably ignore us. That will be the end, and whatever happens to you is your own fault. So here's your chance. Stand and fight with us, or sit back and say, oh, well, I guess I couldn't do anything about it, so I suppose I'll just have to go broke working for the nanny state. And then, but hey, who knows? Maybe you can end up a dog chained to your master's table, content with the scraps that he flicks off. Maybe you can worry about getting mugged while you walk to a baseball game. Maybe you'll be able to watch your children get the crap beat out of them and get robbed on their way home from school. You know, there's that alternative, too.
And get on the phone, folks, about this program. Make sure people hear this program. Tell them about what went on today. Tell them about what's going on May 31st. If you have five friends, call them. Get up when this program is over or when you've heard this, get off and get going. And get moving.
Take action. You have to take action.
Exactly. And there's one quick example I want to give, and that is that there's a lot of people out there saying, I'm just going to sit, there's nothing going on. I'm going to complain about this, complain about that. The government's this, the government's that. And they don't lift a finger to do anything except whine and complain.
There you go.
We need action. There's a lot of people working very, very hard.
And another way, too, you can take action, too, is for tonight, 7 o'clock, we have a meeting. Online, and so what you can do is you can dial 712-770-4114 and then enter the passcode, which is 307-268-pound, and then you can click on the chat. Do this online, then you can see what's going on in the chat room, and you can be listening to what's going on with the meeting, and we will all be there.
We got to roll, Kemosabe. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Mark.
Time has come for 51.
Amen.
You bet.
Okay, we will see you all later.
Thanks to Sally for the musical suggestion this morning. Our tribute to Greg Allman, continuing with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
When I was young, you sat beside me, my only son.
Sovereign Minds is next here at KCNR. Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump is blasting reports alleging campaign contacts with Russia.
The White House has been battered by sourced reports saying Trump advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner proposed setting up a secret back channel between the transition team and Russia. This morning, the president tweeted that, in his opinion, many of the leaks coming out of the White House are fabricated lies, and that it's possible unnamed sources cited in the reports don't exist, but are instead made up by what he calls fake news writers. He ends with the hashtag, fake news is the enemy. Sagar Meghani at the White House.